this morning,
Dave. Mackay Festival of Arts. It's almost time, Jay. There's so much stuff to see and do around Mackay and the Whitsunday. Well, Mackay for the program. We've got the Read the Room. You and I are involved in that. Maybe our Mackay mayor, who's in the studio at the moment, might be the heckler in the crowd. G'day, Greg.
I'm coming, and I've got little cards to hold up in the crowd. Read the Room. I can't wait to have you guys up there playing that Read the Room. That sounds like a really fun night.
It's like a quiz game, it reminds me of Blankety Blanks. Does it remind you of that as well, Jay?
Well, they asked the audience some questions about, what would you do in this situation? We have to try and guess what the audience responses are going to be. So, yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah. So we'll make it up as we go along.
Like always, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like this breakfast show, really. Like,
what a week. So you're doing it from home, Jay.
Yeah.
And Dave's COVID, one arm. So, and locked himself out of the studio yesterday.
Can we just freeze over that, please?
You're never going to let this down, Dave, honestly. It's been an interesting week, Greg, I've got to tell you.
In the old days, you know, the record would have got to the end and it would have been just bumping, or the stylus would have been bumping off the middle part. You know, so that in the old days.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever locked yourself
no,
out?
No, I haven't. Okay. No, I haven't. But I did get called in early one morning when I was very young, and because I was the only one living in the city.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who was doing the weekend breakfast show, had thought to put Ramble Tamble on, that's 16 minutes. He had a big night the night before, kind of a little bit of a kip on the floor, and that's exactly what happened.
I think I would have preferred that to happen than to happen what happened yesterday. I'm sitting here with a computer trying to dial into the studio and fix the issue. But anyway.
back to the Festival of Arts, shall we?
Yes, that's right. So what would you dare in Read the Room? Yeah, right. The Festival of Arts, the biggest one we've ever had. It's 30 years old this year. And, you know, when it started as a small event, an arts event. Mm. And, of course, when the council took it over about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just grown exponentially. And this year, the biggest program ever that the Festival of Arts is going to present to the Mackay region. So July is just going to be alive. So fabulous to see. If you haven't got a Festival of Arts program, it's worthwhile picking it up. I think it's the biggest one we've ever put out. And it's just packed with things to do.
There is only one thing that's missing out of the whole Festival of Arts. Jay,
here we go.
No, Jay came up with this idea this morning, right. Earlier. Jay, you ask if we can get this from the Mackay Mayor.
We should do like a king and queen of like the Festival of Arts each year. You know how they have like a king
and queen? Yeah, the festival and things like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
King and queen of the Festival of Arts. I don't know whether you can have those sorts of sexist things anymore, but you could certainly have a ruler of the Festival of Arts. It's worthwhile thinking about. And you know, we don't have the strut anymore. Remember those days when we had the strut and you could Dave doesn't remember. This is going back a fair while.
The strut is the 70s with the bell bottoms walking down Victoria Street.
Well, that's right. The strut. I mean, you could put the king or queen out in the front of that, a king and queen out in the front of that. That's not a bad idea. To have some sort of a focus on an individual for the month of July. We'll bring it up with a festival team next year, mate.
You know, the festival is great for great culture. It's great for the kids to get out and experience our region, having some fun. And there's something different every single year. That's what I love about the Festival of Arts. It's never the same thing every year.
And you've got the same standards coming back to actually underpin it, you know, like the Wisely Wine and Food Festival, the Jazz Brunch. And the same standard ones, Dalrymple Bay Illuminate, that's going to Queen's Park this year, so it'll be much bigger space and much better for the kids this year. And, of course, no COVID to worry about, checking in, etc. Mm. So those standards are still there, but then the fringe events that we've got going on, absolutely outstanding, all round the place, and even at Keswick Island. So there you go. So we've got an arts trail at Keswick Island. So the fringe events are really exciting this year.
All right.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a huge program, huge event. Find the details on our website. And, of course, our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay Whitsundays.
We'll be there reading the room. So.
You better believe it. We'll be making fun of you.
No, we're bringing a whole team of hecklers. It won't be just me.
I was going to say, please, if you heckle, I will give you $50 if you heckle. Greg, as always, great to see you, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to talk to you. All right.